Welcome to the broadcast of Exceedingly Abundant Ministries in cooperation with Bethel Worship Center of Joplin, Missouri. Their goal is to win the lost, disciple Christians, set the captives free, and see the sick made whole. Bethel Worship Center is located at 3125 West 20th Street in Joplin. Weekly service times are Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and a Wednesday evening Bible study at 6:30 p.m. For more information, visit their website at betheljoplin.org. Now, here is Pastor Gary Culp with today's message.
Well, good afternoon. The Lord bless you. What do we know for sure? God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. Let's pray for souls. Father, we want everyone to go to heaven. So we're at least going to pray for every boy and girl, man and woman in Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. We are praying for their past, present, future spouses. We're praying for all the children they have now in the future and their family members, grandchildren they have now in the future and their family members, great-grandchildren they have now in the future family members. By faith, in agreement together, we are sending the Holy Spirit to convict each person of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Lord Jesus Christ, please reveal yourself to each person, your incarnation, your perfect life, the great miracles you did. Lord Jesus, your death, burial, and resurrection, your precious atoning blood, the revelation and understanding by your stripes we were healed would come to every boy and girl, man and woman. And Father, they'd humble themselves before you, repent of their sins, receive you, Lord Jesus, as Savior and Lord, being born again from above. And then we pray you get every person, Father, into a good Bible-believing teaching church, that they then be baptized in water, receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit. We're praying for all Christians become true disciples of Jesus Christ. We're crying out for every demon-possessed, demonized, and captive person to be set free. And yes, Lord Jesus, all the sick to be healed from every sickness and every disease, every weakness, every pestilence. And we say it in Jesus' name. But also, Father, your people would fully walk in the blessing of Abraham, whom God blessed in all things. And we receive that by faith in Jesus' name. Also, Father God, we're praying for our nation. We declare, Heavenly Father, you are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God and Father of the Lord Jesus Christ. You're the only true God. We declare by faith Jesus Christ is Lord of our lives, our family, our church, over our states, over this country. You are Lord of all, Lord Jesus. And we cry out for that end time revival to come forth. We thank you. You have blessed us with your servant, Donald Trump and J.D. Vance. And we're praying for them and all his cabinet appointees, past, present, future, and their family members. Anyone who's not born again, grant them repentance. May they all become born again, spirit-filled believers. And Father, whether they understand or not, your hand will be upon them. And they would make all their decisions based upon the word of God and our Constitution. And we thank you for it by faith. Also, Father, continue to bless the Trump administration as you expose and bring to light every terrorist, every foreign soldier, every prisoner, every pedophile, drug trafficker, sex trafficker. Heavenly Father, everyone who has come into America to do evil and harm will be exposed, brought to the light, and driven out of this country to come back no more. And we agree in Jesus' name. Also, Father, now more than ever, Father, we need your hedge of protection and angelic protection about our power grid. Please, Father, protect our electricity, our gas, our oil, our coal. Please protect our water tables, which includes the water in our wells and city water. And we're praying for abundance of rain this week, Father, all over the nation, in Jesus' name. Also, Father God, please protect our food, our farms, our farmers, our food production plants. We agree together, Father, don't let any person, group, or nation poison, hack, diminish, destroy in any way evil affect any of these resources. And if any person, group, or nation tries to do it, stop them, shut them down, Father. In fact, for those billionaires, just take the wealth away from them and give them to godly Christians. They'll use the money aright. We agree for that in Jesus' name. Also, Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We love the Jewish people. We pray you would remove the blinders and scales off their hearts and minds. Lord Jesus Christ, they would see that you are their Messiah, your Savior and Lord, and they'd be born again and spirit-filled. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We agree they have title deed, Father, to all the land of Canaan. Please restore all that land to them. And Father, if anyone tries to harm the nation, Israel or Jewish people in any way, shape, or form, you would stop them. And if they persist in their evil against them, you'll be destroy them. And please, Father, give the United States and Israel complete victory in shutting down and destroying the evil empire in Iran. Raise up godly people and righteous rule. Father, we agree that Iran is going to become a Christian nation and people are going to be born again and spirit-filled, Father God. And we're agreeing for that right now, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. All righty. Well, we're going to be talking, and this is such an important thing, and so many Christians do not understand this. Even though all the promises of God in Christ Jesus are yes and amen, that's 2 Corinthians chapter 1, God says that we are soldiers, and that the victory that is provided for us is not automatic, and we are called to be enforcers of Jesus' victory. So let's begin in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, talking to Christians, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. That means God expects you to be strong, and he gives you the grace and the power of the Holy Spirit to be strong if you will recognize and receive that grace and ask the Holy Spirit to fill and control you. Does that make sense? Put on the whole armor of God. Well, I'm saved. Well, is he not talking to Christians? Is it automatic that you have this whole armor of God on? No way, Jose. He's talking to Christians. Put it on. It's not automatic. Do you get the picture here? There are things that God provides that are not automatic. You have to appropriate by faith. You have to enter in. Sometimes you have to fight for it. And you'll now make more sense as we continue. Put on the whole armor of God that you might be able to stand against the wiles. Let's expand that. Stratagems. Trickery of the devil. I'll tell you, I've been preaching 43 years. He is a tricky devil. Sometimes he's tricked me. Has he ever tricked you? So, even though Jesus defeated and humiliated Satan in his kingdom on the cross, praise be to God, he's still alive and well on planet Earth. And his fallen angels and principalities and powers, we're getting ready to look at that. So you got to put on this whole armor of God. You need to have discernment about the wiles and tricks that he's trying to play against you. Do you hear that in every church? Probably not. And then he explains it. Verse 12. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. That means people with bodies. You think your enemies are people. Well, again, the people that Satan controls, you identify them with that. That's true. But we're really not wrestling against flesh and blood. God says so. But against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. In other words, all those fallen angels that fell with Lucifer. Those principalities and powers he has over nations and cities. Those demons running wild. You wrestle against them. But I'm a Christian. Well, God's given you an armor. And yes, you can win and you should win. But you don't automatically win. And number one, are you putting the armor on? No wonder you're losing. Okay. Verse 13. Wherefore take. So it must not be automatic. Take. Take unto you the whole armor of God, that you might be able to withstand in the evil day. The evil day is different times that Satan has assignments against you. And it can be pretty tough. Misunderstanding. This happens. That happens. I don't know why that happened. But it's okay. You're a child of God and you got the armor, right? That you might be able to stand in the evil day and having all to stand. So that means we don't run away. We stand with this armor on, and we fight the good fight of faith, and we win. And what Jesus provided on the cross becomes a reality in our experience. Positionally, we have everything in Christ, but experientially, it must be worked out, fought for, and taken a stand. Appropriate, this is such a powerful statement. all the things that are freely provided by grace, absolute truth, is appropriated by faith. What's the Christian cash? Faith. Okay. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand in the evil day, those times of testing, and having done all to stand. Okay, here's the armor. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. We'll talk about that in a minute. Having on the breastplate of righteousness. Well, you know you got righteousness when you got saved, right? And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. You're always to be ready to share your faith and share your testimony, are you? Above all, taking the shield of faith. And this is an all-encompassing shield of faith that covers you from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, front, back, and sides, like a dome. Total protection. Hold up that shield. Okay. Well, why do I have to hold up the shield of faith? God graciously says, child of God, I love you. I'll protect you. I'll help you. But I've given you certain responsibilities to do yourself. So you put on this armor, you hold up this shield of faith, and again you're saying why. So let's go back to the Bible. Above all, taking the shield of faith, that you might be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. So our enemy is invisible. Even though sometimes he's working with through people, and they're very, very visible. But what do those fiery darts look like? They're words spoken. Remember Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. How about ungodly thoughts received? You know the devil tempts you in your mind to do evil things. You think you just had that thought. And yet it's an evil, wicked thought, and you realize, I don't want to be thinking this. This isn't right. Why am I thinking this? The devil is tempting you. Here's a fiery dart. Or word curses. Do you know there's people on the left in Satan's kingdom who curse you? And if you don't have all the whole armor of God and you're carelessly playing in sin, those darts can get you. And it's not funny. They can get pulled out, but it hurts. Okay. So you hold up that shield of faith to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And that's why it's a good prayer to say as you put up that shield of faith to say, Lord, please give me great spiritual discernment to be able to recognize and quench all those fiery darts with the shield of faith. Do you know he'll do that to you for you? Amen. And take the helmet of salvation. Well, I'm saved. Why do I have to put on the helmet of salvation? Because God said so. Any arguments? Okay. And take the helmet of salvation. Recognize who you are in Christ and the provision. Lord Jesus, as I put on the helmet of salvation, I want to thank you for the forgiveness of sins, the gift of eternal life, the very righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I claim my inheritance of total freedom in Jesus Christ from all demonic stronghold and bondages. I often say this, and I break every attack and assignment of Satan and his kingdom against me, spirit, soul, and body in Jesus' name. And I claim my inheritance of divine health and wholeness spiritually, physically, mentally, and emotionally. And then I declare my provision. And I declare, Lord Jesus, that you yourself took all my infirmities, personal weakness, distresses. You bore all my sicknesses, pains, and diseases. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And by your stripes, 1 Peter 2:24, I was healed. And be sure, everyone gets attacked. But it's got to go. It can't stay. Do you understand that? That's part of your salvation. By his stripes. Didn't say the blood, did we? Ye were healed. Been done, paid for. But will you appropriate it? Do you believe it? The just shall live by faith. And also 1 Thessalonians 5:8 talks about the helmet of hope. Lord Jesus, I place on me the helmet of hope. And hope is a confident, unwavering expectation of good based on the promises of God. Yes, Lord, I take the helmet of hope. Let's continue. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Oh, that reminds me what Jesus did when the devil showed up after he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights and tempted him three different ways. How did Jesus deal with the devil? He says, "Get thee hence, Satan, it is written." So Jesus believes that the word of God, the Bible, is completely true. Me too. You better believe it also. Do you know the word of God worked to get the devil to go away? And that's why these woke churches, these cults, isms, secret societies, not only will they take you to hell, they deny the word of God is true. There's mistakes in it, they say. That's always the indication you're in the wrong church. Oh, there's mistakes in the Bible. No. God says the word of God is absolute truth. And when the devil comes against you, he's defeated by truth, which is the word of God. It is written. And again, here it is. Your weaponry. This is an offensive weapon. Here it is. The sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. The Bible is the word of God, completely true all the time. And you know, you may be struggling sometimes in your faith. Do you know why the word of God helps you? Well, there's many reasons, but let me just give you one right now. This is such a powerful verse. If you can lay hold of this verse, you'll begin to learn how to have a victorious Christian life. Here it is. Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. How do you get strong faith? Read your Bible, know that it's true, believe it, and allow the Holy Spirit to teach you. And your faith can increase. And if your faith is weak, you can get more faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So if some ding-a-ling preacher has told you there's mistakes in the Bible, and then you start reading it, oh, I'm not sure now that this is true. That's doubt. You have no faith now. You've been raped. You've been raped spiritually. The preacher raped you by denying the word of God, and now you can't read the Bible and believe it because he said there's mistakes. Well, how do I know where the mistakes are? And the devil would just laugh at you and whack you. That's why it's important what church you go to. God's word is truth. I can't emphasize that enough, especially in these last days. Of course, how do you put it on, and what's most one of the most powerful weapons? Verse 18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. So you don't just pray for yourself, this whole armor of God. By faith, I place the whole armor on my wife, their children, their family members, grandchildren, their family members, and my great-grandchildren. Yeah, I must be old. And many others, my church family too. What gives you the authority to do it? Let me read it to you again. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, capital S, Holy Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Now they need to put it on for themselves, but until they can and will, I can do it by faith on their behalf. Now I'm sure it's more effective if they do it, and I train them to do it. But you can pray it for others too, because God said so. And if God said so, it's true, right? Because the word of God is true. Amen. So, here's the battle. God says the victory's not automatic. God says you got to put on the whole armor of God. You got to hold up the shield of faith. You've got to open your mouth and wield that sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, which means you need to speak the promises of God out loud. Just like James 4:7. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Step one. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Now first you submit yourself to Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, I submit myself to you. And now, Father, according to your word, I resist the devil and he must flee. Get thee hence, Satan, in Jesus' name. So he's got to go. Do you get the picture here? Do you see you have to fight the good fight of faith? That it's not automatic? And then if you play with sin, you're going to get in trouble. You need to understand, there's only two governments, or let's say kingdoms, that exist in the world and the universe. It's the kingdom of God, which comes by being born again from above. And then there's the kingdom of Satan, which includes everyone else. The kingdom of God is the right. The kingdom of Satan is the left. And that's why the Bible tells us when Jesus saves someone, he puts them on the right hand. He seats them with Jesus in heavenly places, which is on the right hand. But to the devil people who are on the left, he says to them, depart from me, you cursed, in the everlasting hell prepared for the devil and his angels. Those are just two kingdoms. Kingdom of God, right? Kingdom of Satan, left. And the only way you can get into the kingdom of God on the right is to repent of your sins, receive Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, and be born again from above. It's not hard. Jesus died for our sins and rose again. We just celebrated Resurrection Sunday. Thank you, Jesus. But this victory still has to be fought for. You know, Jesus made that clear. I want to try to reinforce that. Matthew 26. He said to the disciples just before he went to the cross, what did Jesus say? Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, that's right, but the flesh is weak. Boy, have you found that out? Have you ever done the very thing you said you wouldn't do? I have. Sure you have. Why? Because you thought you were going to do the right thing, but you were weak spiritually. The devil appealed to your flesh, and you did the wrong thing. You sinned. Now you got to repent. Praise God for repentance. You got to get back up in again and go forward. But you see, the battle's real. In fact, since we're still in Ephesians, let's go back. Because God warns us. He wants to help us. He gives us an army, but he says, put it on and fight. Let's start with Ephesians 4:25, because a lot of Christians don't understand that you are tempted also to lie, even though Satan is the father of lies. Wherefore, putting away lying, stop doing it, repent if you have, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. And here it is, be you angry and sin not. You know, it's very easy to sin when you get angry and to say things you can't take back, but you have to repent of. But here's the key. Be you angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Don't go to bed mad. It's a good verse for husbands and wives, but for all things. Because here's the reason. Verse 27. Neither give place, the Greek word is topos, a beachhead, an open door to the devil. Now, I know there are denominations that believe you're saved and Satan's defeated and he really can't bother you anymore. I was in one of those, but boy, I found out that didn't work. I initially thought something's wrong with me. Why do I have all these battles? Why are these things happening? I'm a Christian. I'm a preacher. This can't happen to me. I said that. A trial, a thing from the devil? Well, that's not in my theology. I'm saved. I have victory over the devil. And I got whammied really hard. Well, I found out I've got to wear an armor of God. I found out the devil, if I don't hold up that shield of faith, those fiery darts can hit you and wound you physically, mentally, emotionally, in whatever way the dart was supposed to hit. Do you get the picture here? I have to repent of my sins. I have to wear the whole armor of God. I have to stand on the promises of God by faith. And I may not have to stand, not just say the promise once. I may have to stand upon it 10 or 12 times because the devil's stubborn. Did you know that? And I found out just like this verse says, a Christian, by going to bed angry, not dealing with that sin issue, legally, did you understand that? Legally gives a demon or the devil a right to have a place in your life to bother you. That's the best word. That's a good word. To bother you. And sometimes bother you a lot. But you can take care of that. Was Revelation 12:11 said, and they overcame Satan by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony, and we loved not our lives unto death. So you put that sucker in the blood of Jesus and tell Satan to get. You take away that legal right. The blood of Jesus takes it away, but you still have to confess and repent. Because the devil knows he has a legal right until you deal with it. Boy, I didn't understand that for years, but I sure understand it now. How about you? So, even though Jesus has completely defeated, humiliated Satan, his kingdom on this cross, through the death, burial, and resurrection, and the shedding of his blood and his stripes, you have to appropriate healing, deliverance. You have to deal with the devil. Never fear him. But you have to deal with him according to the word of God. Jesus had to deal with the devil. The 12 had to deal with the devil. The 70 had to deal with the devil. And yes, they won. But it wasn't automatic. They had to do something. They had to appropriate by faith the victory, exercise the authority Jesus gave them through the power of the Holy Spirit. And when they did that, yes, they did win, and you can win. And God expects you to win. And God paid for you to win. That's why, you know, 1 Thessalonians 5:15-57. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. But you got to have on the whole armor of God. You got to fight. You got to pray. You got to ask the Lord for greater discernment. And you got to keep your faith strong. And how does that happen? Romans 10:17, so faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. See, I want you to win. I want you to go to heaven, and I don't even know you. And no, I'm not selling anything. I don't have any books. I need to write a book, don't I, so make some money off that. But until I do, I just freely want you to go to heaven. You don't have to even go to my church. Do you know that? But you got to have Jesus. Does Jesus live in your heart? Do you want him to? Let's pray. Jesus, I want you to live in my heart. I want my sins forgiven. I want to go to heaven. I'm a sinner, Jesus. I'm coming to you. I repent of all my sins, Lord Jesus. Wash me in your precious blood. I'm asking you now to come into my heart and life and to be my Savior and Lord of my life. I give myself to you, Jesus, both now and forever. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. And help me to put on the armor of God and to fight the good fight of faith. And I know you will, and I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast of Exceedingly Abundant Ministries in cooperation with Bethel Worship Center of Joplin, Missouri. Bethel Worship Center is located at 3125 West 20th Street in Joplin. Weekly service times are Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and a Wednesday evening Bible study at 6:30 p.m. For more information, visit their website at betheljoplin.org or send an email to Pastor Gary. His email is garyculp@yahoo.com. Please join them again next week as they continue to expound on God's truth in a relevant and practical way.